Where motoring starts. This is Behind the Wheel.
Alex, really surprised to see this story in regards to fines and something all motorists should really keep an eye on and read.
Yeah, look, we actually had a barrister look at some cases in both Victoria and New South Wales where drivers have been slapped with massive fines for outstanding tolls. There was one incident in particular in Victoria where a woman was given a $50,000 fine for outstanding tolls because so much time had lapsed when she wasn't paying the toll bills that were coming through the mail.
And even talking about possible prison terms, that's pretty scary.
It's really scary. And what's interesting about it is a lot of people are talking about, well, what is the framework for the tolling system in regards to the outstanding debt that a lot of Australians have? And, you know, there are certain calls for proposals to change the legislation for the way tolls are dealt with, but so far that's gone largely ignored. And in 2014-15, $268.7 million in toll warrants were issued by the Sheriff's Office.
So essentially state governments are making money out of people not paying their fines, or their tolls, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, the admin fees that you receive, I mean, it goes from $10 per letter, then $15, and, you know, a small fine for a toll ends up being something like $172.50 every time the penalty reminder notice comes out. So it really does add up. So even though the $50,000 figure sounds really huge, when you consider that a bunch of fines end up being around $250, $280 each, it does make sense. And in that particular case, the lady went to court, and it turned out that she only had to pay $1,200 because the magistrate understood that through a series of mistakes in terms of not, you know, responding to a letter quick enough, that a $50,000 fine was completely ridiculous. But this is something that's ongoing. And I think a lot of motorists forget that by not paying the toll penalty reminders, that it does add up and it can get completely out of hand.
And I think probably a pretty important issue to talk about, because there are so many tollways nowadays and you can't pay with coins. It's not hard to sort of drive around a major city and rack up some pretty big toll expenses. And then if you don't pay a couple of them, as you say, it can get out of hand.
Yeah, it really does spiral. And experts have been saying that imposing these huge fines on already struggling Australians, you know, it's just really difficult. And the bigger the amount, the less they are inclined to face it. So when you're dealing with groups of people who are receiving constant letters, you know, it does become a situation where so many different factors play in, but ultimately the tolling companies that win.
And you could probably make the point too that I know that's just the price, but it seems unfair that if you go through and your tag doesn't work, that you pay a significant amount and then you, as you say, you might miss that letter, it might not end up in your mailbox, and
yeah,
you're slapped with a $20 admin fee. It's I don't think it's fair, is it?
And the government has defended its tolling system and says that 99% of road users pay their tolls on time. But when you consider the amount of money that's being paid back in admin fees and defaults and all of the above, that's clearly not the case. The Victorian Greens, for example, have called for an inquiry into toll debt, but there's been no indication that, you know, that's going to happen. But, you know, it is something to be aware of, and I think it is something that people should start thinking about a little bit more.
And probably, you know, lastly, a little bit unfair when you consider how often, you know, a government will put a tunnel through and they'll close the road that you used to be able to use. So really, you've got no choice but to go through the tunnel. You've got no choice but to have a tag. It's a very interesting issue. Mm.
It is. I mean, considering also the increases in toll fines, they do increase over time. What was once a $3.40 toll fee becomes a $5.80 toll fee in a matter of 2 years. So it really does all add up.
BehindTheWheel.com.au